Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September the 16th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Hosea chapters 4 to 6. God desires from us mercy and the knowledge of his nature. We read in Hosea chapter 6 verse number 6 like this. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. The above verse is one of the key verses in the book of Hosea that reveals the heart of God and what he truly desires from his people. It is significant to note that Hosea, perhaps more than any other prophet, reveals the loving heart of God. It is evident that God desires to bless and not to chastise his people, as he puts a premium value on his relationship with his people. What God actually wanted from his people was to show mercy to others and devotion to God. God valued moral obedience as the only end for which positive ordinances were instituted, as of more importance than mere external ritual obedience. Also, God wanted them to gain in the knowledge of God. That was a genuine recognition of God's authority that would generate their total obedience to his commandments. As a spiritual application, our knowledge of God should fill our minds with reverence of his majesty, fear of his goodness, love of his holiness, trust in his promises, and submission to his will. While mercy refers to our duty to our fellow human beings, the knowledge of God refers to our duty to God, including inward spiritual worship. We will extend mercy to others only because it has been experienced in our own relationship with God. Today, let us be assured that God values our relationship with him more than he desires our sacrifice. God desires mercy from us and not sacrifice, which was even pointed out by the Lord Jesus Christ twice. Let us never forget that religious behavior can never substitute for a heart that is wholly submitted to God. As we read in Micah chapter 6 verse 8 like this, he has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.